I'm now joined with Kevin Baker from Dublin Cycling Campaign. He's chairman of Dublin Cycling Campaign, to speak about COVID-19 health and safety issues and the role of the government, Dublin City and other councils' response to COVID-19, the Liffey cycle route, other cycle routes as well, and bridge crossings. Also about the Phoenix Park and Bull Island car access, and also about Howth and Conley Station planning issues. Good afternoon, Kevin, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Johnny.
You're most welcome. Kevin, first of all, tell us about the new Liffey cycle route and the support it has received by the majority of businesses in Dublin.
So the Liffey cycle route is a planned cycle route from the gates of the Phoenix Park and Houston Station straight through the middle of the city, past O'Connell Bridge, down to the Point. It's been in the planning for, I'd say, about 8 years at this stage. And the final scheme is probably not going to be built until 2024. But in the meantime, the council has tried to create a temporary cycle route that'll be safe for people to cycle in the city, down the Liffey, by using kind of temporary bollards, plastic bollards, in order to kind of create a safe space for people. It's received a lot of support from businesses. It's received a lot of support from councillors. Dublin Town, Dublin Chamber of Commerce, IBEC are all massive business groups in the city centre, and they're all very much in favour of it, as they see it as a great way of making it safe for commuters and for shoppers to come into the city centre by bike.
I believe some car park owners, however, they have spoken against it. I was going to ask you why is this, but it's probably because of less traffic, fewer cars, you know, using their facilities, and they'll have a financial loss. Would that be right?
I think that's their fear. At the same time, though, like, the Liffey cycle route is maintaining car access down the quays, so it is still possible to drive to all the car parks you can drive to today. And in the process of building the Liffey cycle route, about 100 car parking spaces are being removed from the quays, particularly kind of outside the forecourts and just before Capel Street Bridge. So less on-street car parking, I would have thought, would mean more demand for off-street car parking in these kind of private car parks. So I would have thought it should be good news for them as well.
Other cycleways, they've also been introduced in city centre in Dublin. Like, for example, Nassau Street, Contraflow, Captain Street Upper, I think, Westland Row, and also Ranelagh. Tell us more about these.
Yep. So as part of kind of the council's response to COVID-19, there's a realisation that the way we travel around our city is going to change dramatically over the next few months. It is very hard to maintain social distancing on public transport, and so public transport capacity is going to be significantly reduced. That means people need to find an alternate way of moving around the city when they absolutely need to. So we need to keep space on public transport for those who absolutely need it. So anyone who can swap to walking or cycling is exactly what we need to see happen. And the council recognises this. And so what they're trying to do is to roll out these quick temporary cycle lanes across the city, very similar to the Liffey. A lot of paint, a lot of plastic bollards on roads in order to kind of create safe space for the many new people who are taking up cycling over the last few weeks.
Right, it all sounds great, doesn't it? Tell us what's happening, what's been happening, should I say, on Liffey bridge crossings to facilitate cyclists.
So new cycle lanes have been added across some of the bridges on the Liffey, particularly kind of Capel Street Bridge, Grattan Bridge, which is great to see because crossing the Liffey is actually incredibly hard to do by bike. There's only one bridge across the Liffey that has good cycle lanes at the minute, and that's the Sammy Beckett Bridge kind of down in the docks. There's no bridge in the city centre that has decent cycle lanes across it until now, at Grattan Bridge. Like, even O'Connell Bridge, which is four lanes wide in each direction, doesn't have a cycle lane on it.
Tell us more, Kevin, about COVID-19 health and safety issues and the role of government in terms of cycling.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way we move around our city is absolutely going to need to change to maintain social distancing. And it's not just about cycling, it's about how we make safe walking environments around our cities as well. Cities, towns, all across Ireland. There have been some great examples of kind of councils taking initiative and trying to create safe spaces for people to walk and cycle. And they're doing this by either removing traffic lanes or pedestrianising streets or making certain streets car free. So Fingal County Council is making New Street in Malahide car free. And they're doing this because there's lots of shops, there's lots of people who need to go to the shops, and the footpaths are just too narrow for social distancing. And so they're pedestrianising the street in order to create safe space for people to move around. Similarly, in the city centre, Dublin City Council is looking at temporarily closing College Green to traffic, similar to kind of their College Green Plaza proposal from last year. And the big reason for this is, if you look at the number of people who walk through that junction every day, it's huge. More people walk through that junction than drive across the M50 every day. Like, there's a huge number of people. And given our social distancing requirements, we can't have all those people queuing at the traffic lights to get across the multiple lanes at Cottage Green. And so what the council are doing is they're saying, we need to reroute the traffic around, maintain access for the cars through alternate routes and give way more space to people walking and way more space to people cycling in that area. So that we're not bunching up at the traffic lights in particular.
Right. So for College Green, even though it's going to be pedestrianised, it's also, it will be allowed for cyclists to use.
Yeah,
it as well.
There'll be a temporary cycle route built through the area. Similar to the College Green Plaza proposal, the idea being that bikes are guests and they should cycle slowly and not at any pace that would kind of put anyone at any unease.
In your view, Kevin, how have Dublin City Council responded? Have they responded well to COVID-19 in terms of providing, you know, social distancing measures for, you know, cyclists and pedestrians?
They've had a good start, but they have a long way to go. So if we compare them to other cities across Europe, Berlin is rolling out hundreds of kilometres of new temporary cycle lane and lots of expanded footpaths for pedestrians. Paris is looking at creating 650 kilometres of new temporary cycle lane in order to kind of handle the fact that their buses and metro systems are going to be next to useless over the next few months. Dublin City Council has done a few hundred metres. So like they've done a good start, but they need to have way more ambition and to really, really step it up over the next few weeks.
Okay, thanks for that. What's the composition at Phoenix Park now in terms of safety provided for cyclists and pedestrians? Like, what steps have the OPW taken so far?
Yeah, okay, so the Office for Public Works control the Phoenix Park, and at the very start of the restrictions that came in kind of in the end of March, they closed all of the gates to the Phoenix Park with the exception of the Park Gate Street gate and the Castleknock gate. So you could drive down Chesterfield Avenue and you could still access all of the facilities in the park, like the Aris and the Ambassador's Residence and the nursing home and stuff like that. But they closed all the car parks and there was no car parking allowed. And this was in order to kind of reduce people travelling to the park. But at the same time, they created a place which was way more comfortable and way more suitable for families to kind of relax and enjoy the park than had ever really existed before. They created a huge amount of car-free space. And so a lot of the local communities saw this change in the Phoenix Park, and as the OPW talked about kind of removing some of these restrictions and allowing all the traffic back into the park, there's been a real backlash in order to try and see, can we find a better balance for the park? Can we find a way of maintaining car access for those who absolutely need it, but maybe end the use of the Phoenix Park as a kind of commuter rat run from one side of the city to the other? OPW has made some concessions. They are for the moment not going to open any more of the gates to the Phoenix Park, but they're still allowing traffic down Chesterfield Avenue. But they have some compromises, like they're converting the existing cycle lanes on Chesterfield Avenue into footpaths to allow for better social distancing. And they've replaced what is normally the car parking at the side of Chesterfield Avenue into a temporary cycle lane.
Yeah, I think there are going to be two inner paths, designated ones on Chesterfield Avenue, and then two new cycle lanes on the same road.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots more space for people walking and cycling.
And I think their only parking facilities will be the Upper Glen car park. It's only for early risers, I think, and late exercisers.
Yeah, they're opening two or three of the smaller car parks, and they're also opening the Ashtown Visitor Centre to any cocooners. So anyone who is a little bit worried about their health or over 70, the OPW are kind of opening the gardens at the Visitor Centre strictly for cocooners in order so that they have a safe place to kind of get out and get some fresh air. And the car park beside that is open for them as well.
Okay. So traffic is still allowed on Chesterfield Avenue, as you said already, from Castleknock Gate to Park 8 Street. Is there any possibility at this stage to push for making it traffic free? Is it doable? Would it work?
It is doable, but it is about making choices about how we want to use our public space. Like, we need to make the decision, is the Phoenix Park a national park that prioritises like families, nature, exercise, or is it a commuter rat run? And it is a purely political decision to some extent. The solutions to ending the main avenue down Phoenix Park as a rat run or a commuter car route is as simple as six bollards across the road halfway up. That way you can still access everything by car, but you can't drive through the park by car. And this is the key distinction that like makes it really important, is that like for anyone who needs car access does exist, but it's no longer a shortcut through a national park, which should be full of life, it should be relaxing, it should be quiet.
Kevin, what's the current position regarding car access to Bull Island?
So Bull Island went through a very similar situation to Phoenix Park. When the restrictions came in, Dublin City Council closed all access to vehicles to Bull Island. And many of the people kind of Clontarf, Raheny, Artane kind of flocked to Bull Island as like a, a place that was easy to exercise in a socially distant way, with huge numbers of people kind of walking along Causeway Road and up the wooden bridge. From last Monday, the council returned all car access, and as a result, it's been very difficult to socially distance on either of the two access points to Bull Island. It's a little bit easier on the Causeway Road, but incredibly difficult on Wooden Bridge, where the footpaths are incredibly narrow, which makes it very, very different for people to keep the safe distances that we need if we're going to suppress the virus. So there are people who are calling for car access to be removed again until the council can find a better solution. The council tried putting up some cones and kind of bollards to kind of create some safe space for people walking on Causeway Road, but the amount of space they kind of gave over was next to nothing.
Actually, certain species of birds had returned to the island after so many years, and actually some of them were actually nesting on the beach. So that's another issue as well to be considered.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bull Island is like legally protected under EU law. It's a special habitat. It is fantastic to see kind of these rare birds nesting on Bull Island again. And it is a lot down to the lack of disturbance that has happened there over the last few weeks. And it's something we should ask ourselves, like, did we have the right balance before? And I suspect we probably didn't. And we should consider changing the situation, not just going back to what we had before, but creating like a better new normal that is better for the environment, it's better for the local community, and it's better for access to the beach.
Okay, Kevin, tell us about the new development in Howth. I believe on board Planola, they're insisting that the developer provide cycle tracks to facilitate cyclists on the Howth Road.
Yes, exactly. So there was a planning application for, I can't remember how many number of apartments, I think it was maybe 200 or 300 apartments, just at Howth Village, just kind of before the DART station. The Dublin Cycling Campaign put in a planning submission on this application. We only ever focus on the transport issues of any application. And for us, there were kind of two major issues. One was that they needed to redesign parts of the Howth Road, kind of adjoining the site. And in the process, they weren't adding any cycle tracks, which we thought were absolutely necessary. And then the other issue was the kind of car park accesses into this development kind of left big wide gaps in the footpath, which would have made it very difficult for pedestrians to kind of cross these car park entrances. It would have felt more like crossing a road than crossing an entrance into a private car park. And so we were asking on board Planola to require the developer to install cycle tracks as part of the development and to also change the design of those car park entrances so it's much easier for people to walk across and so that traffic would have to yield to them because they are the pedestrians in like in a village where they should have priority. So we're really happy that on board Planola kind of required the developer to do this. And it's part of that kind of the little quick wins that the cycling campaign is all about.
There are also some cycling issues to be addressed in the planning application for Connolly Station. Would that be right?
Yes, absolutely. So CIE own the land at the back of Connolly Station, which is currently being used by a car park. I believe it's 700 apartments as part of a larger development to include more offices. Multiple tower blocks with lots of kind of one or two bed apartments, mostly one bed, kind of aimed at office workers for the Docklands. We were very concerned about two issues around this development. One was that state land was being sold beside a transport hub, state land that we thought was promised to provide high quality bike parking beside the train station. High quality bike parking beside Connolly Station is so vitally important for anyone who comes in on the DART or the commuter train and they're trying to get to somewhere else in the city that's not Connolly. So if you're trying to get yourself over to the forecourts, you could cycle down the quays. Or if you're trying to get yourself over towards Balls Bridge or Rathmines, you could cycle the last 2 or 3 kilometres. And so bike parking at train stations is vitally important, and this wasn't being included in the planning application. So this is one of the issues we raised. The other was the developer was proposing to include a new car park as part of the planning application, but gave absolutely no details as to what this new car park would be used for. Would it be a public car park or a private car park? They gave no justification for its existence, and so we questioned that as part of the planning application. Dublin City Council agreed with us, but on board Planola disagreed and granted planning permission anyway. We actually think there were two legal issues here that on board Planola did not deal with. As a result, we have taken on board Planola to the High Court seeking a judicial review.
Would it be true to say, Kevin, on a slightly different note, since the lockdown began, bicycle manufacturers and shops, have reported a boom in demand?
Yeah, absolutely. We're hearing bike shops across Dublin and even across the country are quickly selling out, particularly of electric bikes and women's bikes, but also of men's bikes as well. And the kids' bikes are totally non-existent in some shops in the city centre. This is kind of a response to lots of people realising that cycling is a great form of exercise. As we're in these lockdown conditions, the roads are much quieter, it's much easier to get out and cycle around your neighbourhood. The other is there's a lot of people recognising that They were public transport users before, but then they're not exactly eager to get back on the bus. And so they're thinking about swapping to cycling. And so this is why bikes are selling out really quickly across many shops in Dublin. So if you're one of those people who are thinking about swapping to cycling, you should think about, if you don't have a bike, consider going to the shop sooner rather than later. A lot of them are doing online sales or over the phone sales if you don't feel comfortable kind of going out and doing it yourself.
Right, so we're going to leave it at that, Kevin. And thank you very much again for joining us today. And all the very best to you, and take care.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Johnny.
Now, that was Kevin Baker, chairman of Dublin Cycling Campaign, talking about a number of issues concerning cyclists.